What can you do right now to get ready for retirement?
This is Retirement Revealed, where Jeremy Kyle and his guests guide you towards making smarter retirement, investment, and tax planning decisions.
Welcome to Retirement Revealed. I'm your host, Jeremy Kyle, and we're here to turn your retirement savings into retirement income. Today, I'll be going through three simple steps to get ready for retirement. And I got this thought because we did some webinars recently, and I thought, let's look at some commonalities, maybe age, location, but another one was how far away from retirement are the people from the webinar that became clients of ours? Well, it turns out the average was 3 months after they retired. So here were some webinars we did trying to help people get prepared for retirement. And on average, the ones that raised their hand and came along and became our clients, on average, it was 3 months after retirement. Now, my encouragement is to be completely ready to go 3 years ahead of retirement. And of course, we're able to help them out, still make some great decisions on there. But it's quite interesting because a lot of people, maybe about half, retire before they plan to retire. And usually it's 2 to 3 years ahead of time, which is why I encourage you to be ready for retirement 3 years ahead of time. Have your thoughts on your Social Security and pension and healthcare ready to go. Have your investments set up as if you're retiring today, even if you are planning on retiring 3 years from now. It's a much better way to go. And hey, we're here to help out, whether it's 3 years ahead of time, 3 months afterwards, 3 years afterwards. But it's interesting that on average, the ones that showed up to the webinar became clients. They were reaching out to us after they were already retired. So I want to get you ready for retirement. Now, here's three simple steps that you can take to get ready for retirement. And step one might not apply to you, but just think through kind of the concept that it does apply to a lot of people still. And that is to project out your pension options. I think a lot of people dismiss this idea of pension options because it might be a small amount. You know, maybe you had a pension from years ago and you just kind of forgot about it. It's a small amount. Or you might think there are no options. Just retire and take your pension. And that's not necessarily the case. With your pension, there's so many different things you can look at. You can look at the idea of lump sum versus monthly. You can look at the idea of what if you take the money now or next year or the year after that. There's so many different options. And when I ask a investor and I ask you to go get your pension options, you usually only do two things. You go print off what you would normally do. Okay, if you're gonna retire next year, that's your plan. You print off that you work to next year and then you retire that exact same time and you start your pension. And maybe you say, well, what if I work 1 year longer and I start my pension 1 year longer? That's usually the only two options that people bring into my office. And there are so many more options beyond that. And these decisions on your options, it could be hundreds of thousands of dollars difference in your retirement just based on when you fill out this form, how you fill out the form. So don't just go on how you've heard your pension works. Don't just go on what the last person did that retired. You've got to really look at all of your options. And the way to do that is you go into your company's pension calculator. And when you're plugging things in, don't do what I just said where, okay, what if I retire this year? Or what if I wait a year and start right away? Go into that calculator and let's just say you're gonna retire at 60. Find out if you do retire at 60, and I'm not telling you to retire later, I'm just saying find out the option of what your pension would be at 60, 61, 62, 63, all the way up to 70 or beyond, right? If it keeps letting you go beyond that, keep going. And again, I'm not telling you to wait till 72 to take your pension. I want you to get all the options though. Just because you retire today does not mean you have to take your pension today. And that is the case quite often where there are huge rewards for choosing to take your pension at a later date. Or maybe it's the opposite. So I've got a few examples to share I'm thinking of one. It was a someone who worked at a union, and their normal retirement age is 62. And you could take it early. This is quite a common where you could take it early. A lot of times, normal retirement age is 65 in a pension, or maybe it's somewhat connected to Social Security these days. But his was 62, and he could take it early at 55, and he only lost 2 or 3 percentage points every year he took it early. Now, typically, I see 5 percentage points that you lose every year for taking early. So when I did the math, losing only 2 or 3 percentage points for only 7 years from 62 down to 55, compared to what's normal, losing 5 percentage points from 65 down to 55, getting your pension cut in half by taking it then, the math showed, boy, was that really a good deal to take it at 55. Now, I met another lady recently, and it turns out she could have and perhaps should have filed for her pension 4 years ago, right? So 4 years ago, she should have filed for her pension. So I called in with her to the pension company, asked them for the option. Can you backdate this 4 years ago? They said, yes, you can. We'll send you the paperwork. Well, they didn't send her the paperwork for backdating 4 years ago. They sent her the paperwork for starting to do it today. Now, thankfully, she brought the paperwork in to my office to take a look at it. She didn't file on what the person sent her erroneously. We called in, got the correct info, got the correct forms, and I did the calculations because I like to do the math, right? She would have lost $200,000 if she had just filed based on the paperwork they sent. So you've got to be really careful with this paperwork. I'll give you one final example, and I tell you this, these pension examples, I run across them all the time, and it's hundreds of thousands of dollars. Just met a lady, 200 grand, she could have lost by filing the paperwork. Could have been correctly in her mind, right? She got the paperwork from the pension company, and it just happened to be different than what we told them to. But another example, it's a local company to me, We Energies. Quite often, your pension starts growing from the age of 66 to 70, which is kind of like how Social Security works, right? Your pension often grows, or rather your Social Security grows at roughly 8% a year from 66 to 70 in Social Security world. But for their pension, it grows 15% per year. Now, I'm not telling you wait till 70 if you work at We Energies and you have a pension there, but you ought to find out, are you one of those ones that it grows at 15% per year? And that is, it's really tough to turn down. Might be encouragement to wait on your pension and take your Social Security earlier if you need the income there. So you've got to just get all the options. That's step one as you're getting ready for retirement. Step two is somewhat similar, and that is project out your personal Social Security estimate. Now, everyone listening has that, right? You've got a Social Security amount most likely. What you need, though, is your personal Social Security estimate. When you get your statement from the government, there's just a broad assumption that whatever you made last year is what you're going to earn all the way until age 70. What if last year's income is different than your future years? What if you're retiring early, right? You've got to go to the Social Security Estimator. I have a link to that in the show notes, and find out your own personalized Social Security projection. Don't rely on just the broad assumptions the government's making about how long you're going to work and how last year's income is going to be exactly the same till the end of time. Go into Social Security, make your own personal Social Security estimate. All right, step three simple things to get ready for retirement is don't create a budget. So many people come into my office and they've created this retirement budget from scratch and they just wildly underestimate their spending. Right? You'd be surprised how many thousands of dollars you spend each month that you forget about, right? It's quite often someone comes in and they say, I've got to figure it out, my retirement budget, all I need is $4,000 a month to live in retirement. I ask, how much are you making? They say, oh, my take-home pay is $6,000 a month. I say, wonderful, you should be doing all right because you're making $6,000 a month into your checking, you're only spending $4,000, you must be saving $2,000 every month. Then they say, are you kidding me? I can barely make the $6,000 a month work out. Well, take a look at it. Your budget is probably just based on what you think is the ideal, perfect scenario where you never eat out, You never buy a subscription. You never do anything fun, right? That's unlikely. And you're so often missing thousands and thousands of dollars in your budget. So I encourage you, when you get ready for retirement, absolutely do not create a budget, especially if you're not a budgeter already. Instead, look at the last 12 months of your spending out of your checking account, right? If the money came into your checking account and went out, that's really what your budget is. What you're spending right now is probably what you'll be spending in retirement. And that's the way to take a look at it. Although here's a few things to keep in mind there. Your take-home pay is what shows up in your checking account. And that's already taken into consideration your health insurance costs, your taxes. So as you're creating your line item budgets, you've got to take a look at first your take-home pay, which is one way to look at it, or look at the last 12 months of spending and divide that out. That's an average spending for you. So you've got your normal kind of lifestyle living expenses, and then you add on your taxes, then you add in your health costs on there. So that's the way you actually create your budget for retirement, is saying, what am I spending right now? Quite often you'll actually spend more, at least in the first year. And so don't plan on this ideal scenario that's never going to work, that's never going to happen, of let me start at zero and build up what I think all my expenses are. Don't go with what you think, go with what you're doing. And what you're doing is spending money out of your checking account. So go ahead and look at your take-home pay or look at your checking account to figure out what your retirement spending is likely to be. All right, so those three steps again for you are: one, project out all your pension options. That could be hundreds of thousands of dollars of money that you could get that you've earned and deserved just by clicking a few buttons and finding out what your options are. Don't make any assumptions there. Number two is project out your personal Social Security estimate. Do not rely on what the government tells you they think it's going to be. You go ahead and make your estimate based on when you plan to stop working and what your income is projected to be. And number three, do not create a budget. Just take a look at your take-home pay, add your healthcare costs, add your tax costs, or maybe instead of your take-home pay, you look at the last 12 months of your spending, because what you spent last month is probably what you're going to spend next month. That's how you get ready for retirement. Thank you for listening to the Retirement Revealed podcast. We believe if you know more about your money, you will feel better about your money and you will make better money decisions.
This was another great episode of the Retirement Revealed podcast. Click on the subscribe button below to automatically get our latest episodes. If you liked our show and want even more, please give us a rating and a review at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. Please go to retirement-revealed.com to learn more and send us your questions and feedback. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guests and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Kyle Financial Partners, Thrivent, or its affiliates. The guests are not affiliated with or endorsed by Thrivent Advisor Network. Kyle Financial Partners does not provide legal, accounting, or tax advice. Consult your attorney or tax professional. Representatives have general knowledge of the Social Security tenets. For details on your situation, contact the Social Security Administration. Kyle Financial Partners is part of the Thrivent Advisor Network, a registered investment advisor. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investment advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified financial service provider with any questions you may have with your investment planning. Advisory persons of Thrivent provide advisory services under a doing business as name or may have their own legal business entities. However, advisory services are engaged exclusively through Thrivent Advisor Network, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Kyle Financial Partners and Thrivent Advisor Network, LLC are not affiliated companies. Information in this message is for the intended recipients only. Please visit our website, www.kylefp.com, for important disclosures.